Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We got into a conversation a little bit earlier about magazines. We were talking about the different magazines that we used to buy or that people used to buy when we used to read them. And we realized how the culture around magazines seems to have changed, and we wanted to figure out why. Professor Anton Harvey is the Executive Director of the Campaign for Free Expression. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on such short notice. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity to talk about an interesting topic.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens on radio, is we sometimes get into these conversations and then we start to think a little bit more deeply about them. Why haven't they survived? Is it just pricing, or is it the fact that I finally realized I'm not getting those abs in 6 weeks ahead of my December holiday?
Well, you know, the whole market has changed, largely because of the rise of the internet and social media. So what has happened is that reader patterns have changed significantly, mm-hmm. and magazines are having to change or adapt to the digital challenges. So
have we effectively replaced magazines with our Instagram feeds and our Facebook? Is that in some way how we are consuming that type of news?
There's no question that young people are consuming that kind of magazine news on social media and exchanging it quickly in that way. That doesn't mean there isn't a place for magazines, particularly digital magazines. So, you know, those magazines that haven't closed or given up are experimenting with either going digital or going a mix of print and digital. And these are changes they have to make, because while there is still an older, more mature constituency that reads traditional magazines, that's clearly shrinking consistently.
What happened to all of the writers for those magazines? Because you'd have travel writers, and you'd have, you know, people writing about recipes, and you would have, where did they all go?
That's a very good question, and there isn't a simple answer. A number of them have moved to digital medium in different ways, some of them are publishing on their own directly, but a number two have left and gone into public relations or corporate public relations or corporate communications. So yes, we've lost a lot of the writers and editors. Let me say that we've also lost a lot of editing and related skills. So, you know, everyone in that industry has had to either shift to digital, change their practices, relearn what they do, or move on. And people have done both of those things.
What's also fascinating to me is I recall, Vanity Fair still exists. I don't know if it still exists as a physical magazine or not anymore. I haven't bought a magazine for some years. But you could sit down and read an article that was an expose. It was pages long. The research was incredible. You came out with a real understanding of the history of something that you wouldn't get, obviously, and you can't get in these bite-sized pieces that we are consuming today. I would imagine that consumer behavior has also changed, that is no longer palatable for people.
Well, that's not entirely true, because in fact, long-form journalism, magazine-style longer-form journalism, including the in-depth investigation, has done, at least in pockets, pretty well on internet.
Right.
So there's been a bit of a boom in long-form journalism.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because although the market has changed, it's become a more global market. So it's easier and cheaper for writers who do that kind of work, and for publishers who do that kind of work, to reach a global audience, particularly if it's a special interest or specialist magazine or operation. So the market has changed, but you know it doesn't disappear. I think the difficulty is that magazines were the outlet for a lot of the glamorous high-gloss advertising, and those advertisers, many of them, have struggled to find their place on the internet.
That is interesting. I didn't think of it from in that sense, in terms of advertising. And that's absolutely right, because they'd want to associate with certain lifestyle magazines, you know, in terms of their own product, and find an outlet that way. And it really isn't that simple for them anymore. Do you think that, you know, obviously everything keeps evolving, and it seems to, the evolution and it seems to get faster and faster at this point. But where do you think it's all going to settle?
I think there will be some magazines, because there will be some that just work beautifully in print, but most of that work will shift to either fully digital or mixing print and digital, and it will be much more subscription based, subscription driven probably than advertising, but you know. It's been a long process over 20 years that was accelerated by the pandemic, by the lockdowns and the pandemic. So magazines that had been slowly losing readers to whose readers had been moving to digital and online, that was strongly accelerated during the pandemic. And so a number, certainly in this country, a number of magazines closed during that period.
Yvonne says prices of magazines have also become an issue. I'm sitting here with Women and Home, R49.90. Hello Magazine, R69.99. And Fair Lady, R85. Those are hectic prices. They are. That's also, I would imagine, an impediment in this industry.
No, it is. I mean, the cost of print and distribution is so much greater than the cost of electronic distribution. That shift is inevitable, I'm afraid. But you also have to see that what digital allows you to do is some really interesting and beautiful and absorbing online presentation, digital presentation. Much greater uses of pictures and video and integrating the two.
It's much more
so when it's well done, you can do things that you can't do in print.
Absolutely. It's not something necessarily to mourn. It's rather something to actually celebrate the
possibility. That's correct. And if you're a specialist publisher, then it's much easier to reach your specialist audience all around the world than it is in print.
Absolutely right. Professor Anton Harbour, Executive Director of the Campaign for Free Expression, talking to us about the culture of magazines.